Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Rebecca is the star of Ask Dave today. And she says, hi Dave, I have a question for Ask Dave. Have you ever heard of putting real butter on a bump or a bruise that just happened? Why does real butter help it disappear? My mother used to put butter on her bumps and it would help the bruise from forming and reduce the swelling. Now I put butter on my little one's bumps. It really helps. Could you please help me understand the reason for butter for bumps? Says Rebecca. Yes.
Never heard of that.
No.
No.
Have you heard of that?
No, I hadn't. But I, you know, you've heard of all of the old wives' tales, like an apple a day, you know, garlic on a bee sting, wee wee.
Garlic on a bee sting?
No.
Now, before you go and do this, you're supposed to get garlic oil or juice, whatever you want to call it, out of a bulb of garlic. Except that can also burn. So you got to be careful. So I just, what I'm saying is don't.
Use the creams.
Don't. Use creams. Use whatever. Dock leaf on a nettle sting. Mm-hmm. Wee on a...
daffodil.
No.
If you need to go, Tyler, touch a daffodil.
What? Really?
Yeah, you'll wee yourself.
So why would you want to do that?
That's why you don't
touch
do it.
Touch a daffodil.
Or you'll wee the bed
so
or
you
something.
Can, oh, no, oh, that's a piss the bed. Yeah. That's something. That's
a dandelion.
That's a dandelion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Carl's not an old wife. That's why his tails are all mixed up.
No, my tails are all mixed up. Yeah.
Cover yourself completely in olive oil and roll in freshly cooked rat. No, that's my kink. That's completely
but
different.
No shaming.
No, no shaming. No, butter on a bruise. Is that a thing? Yes, it is. Right, so if you get a bump to the head or a bang in the knee, you should put butter on it right away. And why? This is amazing. Science, love science. Right, so the butter will help prevent bruising because your skin is vascular, okay? That means it has a lot of blood vessels in it. So when you bounce your forehead off a lamppost because you're watching TikTok while you're going for a walk, the tissue is going to get irritated. It releases histamines into the surrounding area that break down the cell walls of your blood vessels, allowing the blood to bleed into the tissue because that helps it repair itself. And that's what causes you to bruise. Now, the reason the bruise spreads is that the skin isn't broken, usually, when you have a bruise. So the blood rushes to the site, but it has nowhere to go. So it then spreads out and the bruise is bigger than the sore area, as it were. And then gradually over time, as the blood gets back into the bloodstream and goes away from the area, it changes colour from, you know, it goes kind of grey, then black, then purple, then eventually goes kind of orangey,
ruby,
yellow, whatever, and then goes away. So here's the science why. The cell walls of the vessels in your vascular skin, remember all these words, are made up of one of a great word I've just learned over the last few days, phospholipids. They're basically fats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're dissolved when the histamine is released. And that's a good way for your body to work. But the number of vessels impacted by the bang or the bruise or the bump or the whatever is not as big as the bruise will get. Well, like sometimes you could, even if you sprain your ankle, the bruise can often go halfway up your shin.
Oh, I've had
sprained your ankle.
Great.
And they're so purple down there. So butter is full of fat and it's high in phosphates. And phosphate is the leading ingredient, unsurprisingly, in phospholipids, which is basically phosphate fat. And they make up your blood vessel cell wall. So by applying butter, you're actually adding the phospholipids to the cell walls inside your skin, preventing the blood vessels from breaking up with the histamines, and you are stopping the bruise from spreading.
Wow.
See?
Like, what old wife came up with that one?
Well, no. These things happen.
Same with the daffodils.
What?
Yeah, the daffodils.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's so much science to that.
There is.
Yeah.
Someone just tried it, I guess. And raw steak. You know, sometimes you hear that you put raw steak on a bumper or a bruise.
A black eye.
It's exactly like a black eye. It's the same thing. It's packed with phosphates. The raw meat is fat and phosphates, and you put it on, and that's what it's doing. Now, the cold packs that we all use, they will work to some degree.
Yeah.
Just by like cooling down the area, it does stop the spread somewhat, but not the same.
What's that other thing? Arnica, is that the other thing that people recommend?
Yeah.
I get it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But is that for scarring, post-scarring?
I think that's for like a couple of days in.
Okay, if you have black eye. Details,
my question is, though, if you do this, then you won't get to show everyone your deadly bruise and go, wait till I tell you what happened to me.
There is,
look at this amazing
bruise.
There is bruise
pride, to be fair. There
like,
is
I really hurt my arm last week and I didn't get a single bruise out of it, and I spent the entire week, mostly to you, Dave, bemoaning the fact that I had pain in my arm and no bruise.
And I just kept looking at it going, there's nothing there. Like, it's really sore. There's nothing
I never knew that, even about the bruise. That's the reason
that's why it happens.
Yeah.
That's
just as good as, if not better than the butter thing.
Well, here you've now got two bits of ass, Dave. And a third one for the crack. I threw this in just because I figured it out. Now, I should go on record as saying you should never get sunburnt, okay?
No.
Come on, it's 2024. Wear your sunscreen every day, not just in the summertime. Put it on your ears, men with short hair, back of your neck. Come on. I've been shouting this in the radio for 20-odd years. I am a dad, but it's true. But if you do happen to be silly enough to get sunburnt, honey will stop the pain. Okay, because there's loads of vitamin E in honey, and it will cut your recovery time in half. And interestingly, on the vascular thing we're talking about, if you take painkillers, if you're that badly sunburnt, again, hopefully you won't ever be, but if you are, you take painkillers, only take ibuprofen, because ibuprofen is a vasoconstrictor, mm-hmm. So it tightens all the vessels, which means it doesn't, because the other one is a vasodilator, and spreads the vessels out over your body and causes more pain.
Okay.
You take a different type of painkiller. So make sure you take ibuprofen if you're taking it for sunburn. But don't get sunburned. That's my advice to you.
Aloe vera.
I love vera too.
Hey! Bad jokes, ask Dave. It's
all happening. Paul got triple bad jokes over today.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.